Rusty crayfish are native to the Ohio River Valley and came into the lakes of the upper Midwest about 50 years ago. Since then, they've chewed their way through fish habitat and fish eggs and chased away native crayfish. But for the last 5 years, UW-Madison scientists working at Sparkling Lake in Vilas County have attacked the rusty crayfish with a two-pronged approach. Limnology professor Steve Carpenter says his team used 280 traps to catch larger crayfish and introduced more predator fish like the smallmouth bass.
So with the native predators taking out the small ones and our crews taking out the large ones, we were able to drive the population to very low levels.
Carpenter says native plant beds at Sparkling Lake are coming back and fish reproduction and growth are up. But Carpenter says he's not quite ready to declare victory.
What we hope will occur, but has not occurred yet, is that we will reach a point where the fish can control the crayfish themselves so that we no longer have to trap intensively and the system goes back to a natural balance.
Carpenter says that tipping point could take another 3 to 5 years. Still, Carpenter says the two-part plan can work in other lakes, especially if lake associations volunteer to run crayfish traps. He says the lake groups could also work with the DNR to reduce bag limits for the fish that eat the so-called clawed invaders. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.